So, do you know that we live in the past? Because our lives, our thinking and choices are based on the experiences we have had and the emotions we have felt. As Einstein has said, that time and space are not conditions in which we live, but modes in which we think. So, the biggest lie we have been told is that we are linear beings living a linear life. The fact is that we are multidimensional beings experiencing a reality, and as we open ourselves to understanding and also experiencing what it means, we awaken our true selves that transforms the very meaning of life and the way we live it to the point where we become creators of a reality that is nothing short of a miracle.
Hi everyone.
Hello everyone.
Hope you all are doing fine. So today's topic is actually pretty different, and I think we are pretty excited for this one, and let's begin.
So understanding the complex nature of purpose, clarity, and our psyche unveils a profound journey of self-discovery and transformation. At the core of this exploration lies a quest to unravel the mysteries of our existence, delving into the depths of consciousness and unlocking the potential for profound personal growth and wellness. So this journey goes far beyond mere reflective thinking. It extends to a holistic understanding of the interconnectedness between the mind, body, and spirit. So in today's episode, we will embark on a voyage through the realms of purpose, clarity, and consciousness, weaving together insights and perspectives to illuminate the path towards self-realization and empowerment. Starting with what Juhi has to say about purpose.
Yes. Purpose in life totally depends upon our individual beliefs, our values, and the experiences we've had. It's what makes our heart jump with fear or excitement, right? As Marie Forleo says, purpose fuels persistence. But what does persistence really mean? It's defined as the quality of continuing steadily despite problems or difficulties. How do we persevere in the face of adversity? By simply having a purpose. But how do we find purpose? Many people find purpose through their passions, careers, relationships, or contributions to the society. Something that moves you to tears or something that resonates with your inner self is your purpose. It brings so much meaning, joy, and fulfillment as it's feeding our soul and providing us with the emotional strength so that we keep on marching forward. But I really feel that having clarity is so much interconnected to having a purpose in life. Clarity is about how you think about tomorrow and really act on your purpose today. Act on your passion today. That is how, that it means like, how do you stay connected with what matters to you today? There can be moments of inspiration, but it's not always true that you will have clarity as a personality trait. In fact, you can become clear. Because we are the creators of our lives,
yeah.
Right? So we create our reality with clarity by asking the right questions that can keep us on track in the most least resistant manner. Questions like, who am I? This one is really based off on how you think about yourself. Do you have high or low self-esteem? As this one really ties into how well we know ourselves. What are my current strengths and weaknesses? And what do I value the most? How do I take this forward? In fact, let me push it further for you. People who achieve their goals, they are not only so clear about their current self, but they have a greater ability to focus on their future self and how they would achieve that excellence. It's simply to say, you already become who you want to be in your mind first, which then reflects in your physical reality. So you act like one now. So knowing thyself is extremely important, but having a clear intention of your future self is crucial as well. In fact, spending a lot of time thinking about your best self is the way to go. And more importantly, engaging with your best self.
Yeah.
Right. For example, if you define yourself as a happy person, then today you start making some changes in your life that makes you happy, that start taking out time for self-care so that you are a happy person in a more parasympathetic state, rested and relaxed. And over time, it becomes your characteristic trait and you are visualized by the people as a happy person. But even if we go more further, for achieving excellence, you need to have a broader skill sets, which is a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
But reality is, how many of us have the time or the bandwidth to get a new skill in when we are actually so occupied and sucked in our daily lives? Here, the future self comes in the picture again. If we want to achieve that bigger goal, we need to start putting in at least half an hour every day or maybe thrice in a week to learn a new skill that will get us to the next level of that excellence.
Yeah.
This skill can be anything from language learning to mastering to play piano or even reading a book that excites you and further educates you towards your purpose.
Yeah.
You can call it a hobby, but yet you have to take it seriously. Also, fulfilling your purpose can also mean that you're being very intentional about your relationships with others. Thinking about how I want to be remembered by others whom I serve. Leaving behind a legacy just the way you anticipated to be. It does take efforts. Every day is a work in progress. So keep asking yourself, how do I want those I love and serve to remember me? And act from that place. It's a purpose. It's giving so much meaning to your life. If you want to improve on your relationship, imagine in advance your interactions with people and then live into those intentions each day. And lastly, tying in your purpose, which is beyond yourself and can actually make you unstoppable. A greater, more encompassing purpose beyond your individual benefit, by which is benefiting others. Whether it's a family member, your colleagues, or a community, or a cause that you are passionate about. You will discover reservoirs of strength, endurance and bravery that you've never realized you possess. So the question that begs to be answered is, how do I serve beyond what's expected, leaving behind a lasting legacy? So to summarize all this is that reasons power results. Purpose in life is a multifaceted and deeply personal concept, but it's a journey that can enrich our lives and guide our actions. By reflecting on our values, pursuing our passions, building meaningful relationships, and contributing to the well-being of others, we can craft a life that feels purposeful and fulfilling. ultimately, the search for purpose is an ongoing process, one that evolves and deepens as we navigate the complexities of existence.
Well, that was really well said.
Thanks.
You really captured the very essence of attaining alignment in life.
Yeah.
And so let's turn inwards now. What I have for you today is a precursor to what Juhi just spoke of. To reach the place where we are in tune with our purpose, we have clarity and the willingness to change and take action. That's where we need to go. And as Juhi described, knowing who you are and being connected to your inner self is really important, right?
Yes.
And that's what comes first.
Yeah.
Right. So I feel a lot of people in today's time are in a place which requires them to change in order to get to that stage where they want to be in life or health in terms of achieving wellness. So what we really require is change, in short. And here's the challenge. Generally, people try to change themselves in this way, wherein they analyze themselves with their current knowledge and belief systems. It's like ego trying to change ego. Or I'm quoting as Einstein's words, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. The same thought patterns and ways of thinking that led to the problem in the first place are unlikely to be effective in solving it. As simple as that. And doing this also drives the brain further out of balance. Because when we have a problem, we get focused on it, kind of obsessing about it. That's when we are in a conscious beta, high beta thinking, or simple words operating from the monkey brain. Just for your information, in beta states, the brain is not in a state to consolidate information, knowledge, or tap into the infinite field or heal and repair because it's time to run. Simple as that, right? So we are energy beings, which we keep repeating. After all, being energy beings and being disconnected with our true selves is actually what's going on, right? So energy flows where attention goes, that we are well aware of. And so if you are constantly focusing on the problem, our energy is being diverted into the problem, are we likely to solve the problem, right? That means investing a lot of energy into specifically the problem as we get into this thinking loop, getting trapped in a way, that's what it causes is the parts of our brain to disconnect from each other and work in a hyper incoherent state. Incoherent.
So that means if we are constantly ruminating over the problem and thinking it really, you know, there's nothing more we can do about.
Exactly.
So how do we get to the other side where we are actually solving the problem?
We have to connect the brain together. When we are in a loop, when we are so disconnected, our brain is functioning very differently. We'll just get to that.
Okay.
So that in short affects our personality.
Got it.
For example, John Doe, he never wants to engage with anyone in a conversation, doesn't want to do any activity. He doesn't care about anyone. So it's not like John Doe is a selfish person. It's just that he's acting selfishly because his brain is working in a non-coherent or incoherent state based on his ongoing situations. Our brain works in a similar fashion to how we humans function in our lives. When we are stressed or in a problem, we tend to isolate and disconnect. When we are in a state of joy, happiness, and gratitude, we connect with each other. We are in a state of harmony, sharing, and caring.
More expansive.
Yes, exactly. We are going more outward when we are more connected with our inner self. As simple as that. So when we are in a high arousal state, when the brain is in a high arousal state because of the stress, we function more from our senses, being more materialist, matter-driven, which means that we focus more on the particle of the atom than the wave, which is actually what makes up the atom, right? The energy That's makes true. Up the atom. So hence, awareness is operating from that place of scarcity because we are just perceiving the world as matter.
Exactly. You know, when we drink a lot of coffee, we become so hyper-focused on one thing and we forget the broader picture.
Yes.
Exactly the same thing that we did discuss in the previous podcast.
Yes. So now let's just continue with John Doe. So keeping in mind that thoughts are electric and feelings are magnetic. So based on John Doe's situation, we can pretty much guess the thoughts that he must be thinking at that point in time, right? Given that he's living in a state of scarcity, whether that's health or finances or relationships, he's constantly waiting and praying to get it, right? The signal broadcasting is going to be of scarcity. So, but when rather waiting, if he starts living from a place of gratitude, being thankful for what he already has, and if he feels more fulfilled within himself at that point in time, then that's what he'll be broadcasting. And then that's what he'll get. Because thoughts are electric, feelings are magnetic. Simple as that.
Okay.
Right? So if you want to attract what it is that you want to attract, then you have to tune your thoughts and feelings so that it can broadcast the electromagnetic signature that invites those energies to you in your life, while being aware that everything at its foundation is energy. But of course, since we live in the third dimension, which has linear time, the signal can take time to travel back and forth. So we have got to have patience, because in this dimension, there is less possibility of instant gratification, as simple as that.
And today's times, we need everything
instant gratification, but that's not a possibility in most cases. I wouldn't say none, but you know, there are always such cases where miracles, so-called quote-unquote miracles, can happen. So another thing we must understand, that we cannot control everything, and neither should we try to do so. And one thing is clear: when we are diving into the unknown, basically when we are engaged in a thing wherein we have no control, the obvious emotional trigger is stress. And we know that when we are stressed or we are in fear, you know, we are fragmented. So when we are fragmented, we are powerless. We don't have any power. Similarly, speaking of health, look at how it plays out in our physiology as well. An incoherent brain sends out an incoherent message to all the systems of our body, like the metabolic system, the digestive system, and taking the thyroid, for example. Being in an incoherent state for too long slows down thyroid function, affecting our metabolism, of which weight gain is just one of the many outcomes. Simple as that. And if you try to cut, copy, paste our biology, and you all are very well aware of what I'm speaking about. Working only with the tools that work with the particle, as in the physical, whatever physical stuff we can see, expecting an outcome of wellness, needless to say, the result is already being experienced worldwide. Hence, we are talking about it today. Hence, we have this podcast. So if we keep playing by the same rules we have been playing by since a long time, trying to control everything with our monkey brain and ego is just not going to happen. Simple.
That means we are going to stay there.
Right. So letting go and not trying to control involves letting go of our identity, ego, and expand into and connect with our true nature and consciousness. This is when we can truly experience harmony, happiness, not only in our lives, but also within our health, which is orchestrated by our hearts syncing with our brain, energy flow without any blockages, you know, which is very clear, and the energy centers are aligned, and all this which directly reflects in our physiology as it enters into an anabolic state. Cortisol levels drop, white blood cells count goes up, detoxification happens the way it's supposed to happen, tissue repair starts happening, and hormone starts balancing out, all those things, right? So that's when we are in a state of pure joy and bliss, finally breaking free from the problems as we focus away from the particle to the wave, tapping into the field of infinite possibilities.
Exactly. And that's something people are always confused about as to how to get into that state of being. Right?
We'll touch upon that today.
Okay.
But of course, there will be more in future episodes. So the journey has to diverge into the vastness of true essence by connecting, feeling, and trusting the process, in short, summarizing it. And how can we do that? By shifting from a convergence state where we are too focused within the problem, trying to change matter with matter, to a more divergent state, wherein the brain starts to get organized and starts working in a rhythm and synchronicity. When we start becoming aware of the space around our space, that's when we are not thinking, we are feeling. And this can be done when we just close our eyes and live in the now. Also, when we do this in quantitative EEG test that measure brain waves, we start seeing the analytical thinking, the neocortex, that starts to quiet itself. And that's when we shift from the beta to the alpha as the brain waves slow down. That's when we are no longer trying to use the ego, the same system that created the problem or that perceives a problem, to solve it. Why and how is this happening? There's a simple mechanism as to why these brain waves shift. When we wake up in the morning, as we open our eyes, as light enters, the optic nerve sends a signal to the pineal gland, which then makes serotonin, the daytime neurotransmitter. And at night, when there's not enough physical light entering the eyes or there's low light, the pineal starts turning the serotonin into melatonin, which, as we all know, is associated with
the circadian rhythm, which is our sleep-wake cycle.
The sleep.
For sleep, basically. Right.
When serotonin increases, it shifts our brain waves to beta, which results in us paying attention to the outer world. So, what happens when we close our eyes and shut out the sound? We are limiting sensory data to the brain, which results in us cutting out the outer world, which is what results in the shift of our brain wave from beta to alpha due to the melatonin.
Basically going more inside.
Exactly. So, and here comes the amazing part. When done right, we can shift from alpha to theta, which is when the body is asleep and the mind is awake. And I can tell you from my personal experience, it's a wonderful feeling. And that point onwards is where the magic begins. We start tapping into the infinite field, our consciousness unit, especially as we reach more altered states of consciousness. And consciousness, in scientific terms, can be defined as an electromagnetic field, which can be measured around us, for which we also use autonomic response testing that I'm just starting to learn. And that spans beyond space and time, beyond this dimension. So when we shift to altered states of consciousness, we start making new circuits in the brain, which we cannot in the beta state. That's very simple.
Okay.
The fact is, we have an existence that's beyond what's physical. I'm happy to talk about this. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah, this is so... It's a riveting concept and something new. But it's a bit difficult.
No. Let's make it easy. It's easy. It's all easy. Right.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try and make it extremely easy for you all to understand. We are not physical. We are non-linear, beyond the space-time continuum. And the mind is not our brain. That's the first thing we need to understand.
Yeah.
That we are, and even talking about the mind, we are only consciously aware of only the 5% of our mind, or perhaps even less. While the other 95% is what we call the subconscious or superconscious. And there are many other names that we can give it. But these parts are not separate or divided. This dimension, the third dimension, limited by space and time, where our conscious mind lives, is where space is eternal and we experience time by moving through space. So if we change our speed in this dimension, as in moving from point A to point B, in a greater speed, we'll take less time because that's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond this dimension, everything is vibration and of electromagnetism, simple. And the faster the vibration, the different levels of space we experience, since time is everywhere, we experience space, not time. And how we experience space is by moving through time, because all of space is enfolded in time.
Confusing, right?
Okay, so think of this. All of space is stacked together.
Okay.
And it's happening right now.
Okay.
Everything is now, which means there is no past, no present, no future. There's just now, and all of it is happening right now.
Got it.
That's how we do past life regression.
Yeah.
At different levels of our consciousness, or we can say parts of that 95% of the unconscious mind, we experience these different levels of space in a way wherein we can say we exist on many levels, which means we look like somebody else in another place. We have a different life, living likely in another country. And it's very much possible to slip through or tap into these dimensions by switching into different states of consciousness. In short, it's possible to experience what we label as the past and the future times in our dimension, which is transforming into a major part of the work I do, which I am coming to love very much.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a reason why that kind of experience is relevant is due to the fact that the challenges we have in this life, we are also experiencing in a similar way in another place. And the choices we make here are also influencing the choices that are made there again.
That's good to know.
Yeah, because time is not fixed or linear outside this dimension of time and space. The experience we bring forth when we experience, let's say, another lifetime of ours in a past life regression, this experience of us, ourselves, outside the linear dimension changes our perception in an empowering way, wherein we come to realize how magnificent we are and the illusion in which we live that helps us break free from the limitations that we inflict on ourselves. The change has to start with you, your inner environment that shapes your outer environment, that in return affects you. So there can be resistance at first when you start trying to break that loop as you resist the pattern of thought and action that you have been living and abiding by, letting it shape your physiology, psychology, and life itself. On the other hand, if you try to change and control the outcome, we start playing by the laws of physical universe. The particle, which means we are trying to build the Egyptian pyramid with sticks and stones. Well, good luck with that, because that's not how it was actually built.
And I guess that's a wrap.
Oh yeah, I completely forgot the time.
Yes.
Shit, we are limited by time.
Yeah, but I think you've explained it extremely well.
Thank you.
And I think people have to revisit this podcast episode, especially to get a more deeper understanding. But I think we would also be reiterating
more.
The same things,
yes,
over and over with more...
expanding on these concepts.
Yes, exactly, with more examples. So, finally, I just want to say that diving deep into purpose, clarity, and consciousness,
yeah,
with this podcast episode. And as always, our mission is to empower you to reclaim your wellness by providing all the information and support you need, holding back nothing while making it affordable and accessible to each and everyone.
Yeah.
Helping you to not only attain wellness and abundance, but also align with your higher selves for happiness and fulfillment in life.
And just to be clear, this is not some low ticket offer or a bait to sell you something more. There is nothing more, point blank.
Yeah. So join our monthly subscription and become a part of our community. By subscribing to our monthly membership, you gain access to a wealth of information, resources, and community support designed to guide you on this transformative path. Join us for monthly group calls and unlock the tools you need to thrive. Let's walk this path together, empowering each other along the way. And as we embark on this exciting, adventurous journey towards wellness and abundance,